We started a series here of BT Dailies about having Bible study, your own personal Bible study, making it more effective, making it more successful. Often, for each of us, the question is, how do we find time? How do we make time to study the Word of God? I mean, after all, we've got to check our Facebook. We've got to watch the news. We've got to watch a movie. We've got to run the kids here. We've got to go to work. We've got to clean the house. We've got 100 other things that either need to be done or we'd rather do than to sit down and study the Bible, study the Word of God for any appreciable length of time that's going to help us. I know that. I fight that. You fight that. But frankly, we have to be able to put that as a priority and make the time. That's how you have a successful and especially an effective Bible study. In Ephesians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul gives us one of these hit up the side of the head scriptures, beginning in verse 15, where he says that we are to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. Redeeming time, meaning we buy it back. Guard your time, marshal your time, redeem your time, because the days are evil, he says. Look, we all have busy lives, and each day gets away from us. When's the best time to study your Bible? It's when you find that time, when you make that time to sit down, to read it, and to begin to let it talk to you. And when you do, you will be having effective Bible study. Examine yourself on that point. Make that time. Carve it out. It is important. It will help you understand the Word of God. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.